I couldn't even hear that on mine.
Really?
No. I was playing in mine.
Yeah, which is good.
All right, so what do you order?
I've got a light bar up there in the shop.
What for?
For my truck.
Don't you already have a light bar in your truck?
No.
Oh.
That's just my headlights and my fog lights. That's how bright they are.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if the audio is clear enough, because I remember last time it sounded like I was far as fuck away.
No, yeah.
Wait, so good. You can hear him good through there?
Yeah, I can hear all the feedback. Yeah, everybody's good. Sorry, we're still getting some of this shit still set up. But yeah, go ahead, order that freaking jack for the headset, that we can have a headset. That'd be huge. Here we are, a week later, finally. Well, 2 weeks later, actually, since the last episode.
Because we're late as hell.
Yeah. We've been putting some work into the room here, getting everything kind of cleaned up and tidied up, and making sure we don't have any background noise.
I had two people ask me about, you didn't record this weekend?
Nope. It's my fault. It's all my fault. I had to.
Mine too, because I kind of didn't want to. I've been lazy as fuck. I was like, as soon as you texted me and was like, you just want to wait till next weekend? I was like, yeah, but deep down I was like, yes, because I didn't want to do shit.
Well, yeah, I've been painting for 2 days. Yeah, it took me 2 days to paint everything.
The camera is a work in progress. We're trying to figure it out.
It's looking at me and I'm looking at it, but it's just not, it's not the right angle. It's got a 90 degree field of view.
So we're going to be able to, so if we put it right there, it can catch the TV.
If I can figure out how to put it back here behind us, then it'd work out perfect.
Yeah.
It'd work out perfect, because it'd be able to catch everybody in the back of my head, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. You don't want to be seen?
I'm fine.
That's what Spud does on War Mode. Every time they go on like MSSP, he's literally sitting here. Like, so the camera, say it's like to the right, he's just sitting like this, talking to the rest of the group, because he don't want to be on film. It's funny.
Yeah, if we can get it set up back here, it'd be great. It can see the TV.
I'm going to sit here and just do this the entire time.
There you go. Well, we've got a new setup. We got us a new table. We've got all kinds of good stuff.
Our Minecraft crafting table.
The Minecraft crafting table. It looks like one.
I want to go ahead and say, for the guys that are at my work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He showed the podcast to the guys at
his work. He told me whenever I talked to him on the phone, I said, hell yeah. Hey, tell them to spread it around to their friends and family.
I want to go ahead and forewarn.
Maybe just friends, not family.
Yes. I want to go ahead and forewarn. This is still a work in progress.
Yes, it is. It's a work in progress.
They said it was funny.
We tend to lack on subjects and
validity to our
basic common sense. But so far, it's growing. It's doing a little better.
Episode 3, we killed it, dude, I think. Because episode 1, we were kind of just fucking jumping.
Episode 1 was all over the place. Episode 2 was a good one. Episode 3 started out a little rough.
Yeah, I think you got in the flow.
Just gave my number to this black girl.
Oh, no, that was not rough, dude. That was hilarious. By the way, I got a Snapchat from my sister last night with her friend Olivia and fucking Brooklyn. And if she was sitting there recording it slow, and she turns it around, Olivia's just sitting in the bed just going, hey, what's up? I seen that. I didn't even open it till this morning, because I went to bed early as fuck last night after I got violently hung over the whole day. I didn't even take a shower, dude. I just went home after I got off work, laid down in bed, probably fell asleep at like 7:30.
Oh, that makes for a rough morning.
I woke up early as shit this morning. Mm-hmm. It was like 5:30. Yeah, it was like 5:30 this morning.
Yeah. You didn't even really sleep. You probably didn't get any REM sleep at all.
Oh, I did. I did have a violent nightmare, because every time you drink all the time and then you...
You stop drinking. Yep.
You just have retarded nightmares.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's actually true, because if you're like...
Because your brain's trying to catch up on that shit.
If you're a chronic drinker and you just drink nonstop all the freaking time,
your
brain will start...
Trying to sleep during the day and shit, too.
What's it called? Wake... Dream
delirium tremens,
is that what it's called, where you start dreaming while you're awake?
Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah, and that's because the alcohol suppressed your dream sleep for so long, and your brain's like, I need
to catch up.
I need this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that shit blows me away. Like, the fact you can just sit here and drink something, and, oh, you're not going to dream. And
it has weed. Weed does that shit too, right? Then probably all kind of, well, that's why you see those crackheads, like, on Roswell Boulevard and shit, just, like, arguing with themselves. Like, walking down the street, just like, you motherfucker, fuck you. And they're just have, like, half their clothes on. They look like they've been up for, like, 4 days.
Like just a side effect of crack.
That, and they probably haven't slept in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been on a bender for 14 days.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you're going to do. You're just going to start hallucinating.
Dude, if you do that shit, you probably just wake up in jail one day, like, oh. Oh, I guess it was over for that. Binge.
That's what happened to our cousin.
Yeah.
Motherfucker woke up in a Waffle House parking lot off a bender, and the cops were standing at his driver's side window. And was like, "You're going with us."
Oh shit!
Motherfucker been unconscious for like 3 days.
That's what happened to my cousin's first baby daddy too, but he's in federal prison now in Kentucky because he kidnapped a crackhead that he was trying to sell drugs to. With a gun, had all kinds of drugs on him and all that shit on a bender.
Damn.
And got charged with a ton of stuff. I think he gets out in like 20, 30 something.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because the crackhead he kidnapped never showed up to court to testify against him, probably because the crackhead was just out being a crackhead.
Yeah, he was just out being a crackhead.
Yeah. And was like, I ain't going to
hell, I don't even know if they gave Dickhead a release date, did they?
What did he do?
He's,
well, I mean, he...
I talked to Ashley, mom's sister.
But yeah.
From what I gathered from her is he's doing 10 to 15.
Okay, so that's pretty significant.
Yeah, he's doing 10 to 15. And it's on a whole bunch of felony charges.
Well, I mean, it wasn't very long after our
grandfather. Like a rap sheet that's like a mile long. Yeah. That's how my cousin's baby daddy's is. Yeah. But they...
Not
in court, if he does a plea deal or something, he should get his time reduced. Unless he's already went through court and all that shit. And it depends on what kind of lawyer he's got, too.
He's up there in Silverdale.
Yeah, so he must still be going through. He probably ain't got a court date yet.
Not long after Papaw passed, he was down there in the bottom and wrecked that four-wheeler and broke his neck.
Well, yeah. He broke his collarbone down there riding a four-wheeler. And then it wasn't long after that, he had our grandfather's like Chevy,
mm-hmm.
and then stole it.
Sold it.
Nobody could find it until all of a sudden they found it inside of somebody's house. They couldn't find him. He went missing for like 2 or 3 months. Nobody could find him. Finally, they found him. They just locked him back.
He was the one that's a beast at zombies, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
What was his Mac Beast 29.
Yeah, he was 15th prestige on Black Ops 1 multiplayer, too.
Well, I mean, hell, at that time, at that point in our lives, that's all he was playing. That's all he had to do. That was before he was really getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Like, that was before life kind of kicked in for him. And, yeah, he played a lot of Call of Duty.
Beasting.
We got in trouble so many times at my grandfather's house because it'd be like 2 a.m. in the morning. We're just in there. I've got a WA-2000 sitting on the tower on, what was that fucking map?
WMD?
Array.
Array. There it is, Array. I'm sitting there just with that WA-2000, just...
I hated that weapon,
dude. My grandfather would come in and we'd play hardcore.
Oh, yeah, so you were dominating that shit.
Absolutely. Grandfather would walk in the room, just unplug everything from the wall and say, "Go to bed." And then dude would just walk over to the bedroom window, open the window, and set the house alarm off, and just start peeing out the window. This is on the second floor.
Was he, dude, that was like having the SVA on Black Ops 2 in hardcore. Did you do that a lot?
That was the only game in Black Ops history. Black Ops 2, hardcore team deathmatch. You and me were boosting.
Yeah.
And we were point blank. With the SVA 2000 or whatever it was.
I got all the guns diamond whenever we were doing that.
I got a hit marker in hardcore with the SVA.
Did you have a suppressor on it?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
And I was point blank range, and I still got a hit marker.
Shot him directly in the head.
Directly in the head and got a hit marker, and I went, "Gah!"
Dude, those people would be so pissed because all they would see is just... You remember whenever people just run up to you and just stare at you like, "What the fuck?"
They would just stand there and watch you boost. Yeah. Like that, when it was like, okay, I get it. I would like to do that too. And then people would start boosting with you.
Yeah, because you would just stop shooting and just keep placing the tack insert for them.
And
yeah.
just wait. And then you would start trading kills and everything. Man, yeah. it worked out so great. The community was so much nicer.
And some people used to get pissed, though. They'd be like, you're just sitting in the back of the map, just boosting the entire fucking game. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm managing two controllers with two different hands, of course.
And then those bot lobbies.
Oh, man.
I could never get into those, dude. I could never get into... You would always somehow figure it out. Like, it was like, what? Start, triangle, and then you would, like, press the buttons real quick.
Go to your friends list, which was triangle. Go to the friend you wanted to join. They had to be hovering over a game mode. Most of the time, it was just team deathmatch. Just something. They had to be hovering over the game mode. So you click triangle. Or no. Yeah, click triangle, go to your friends list, click square to join them, and when the little prompt comes up says join in game, you back out real fast.
Yeah.
Square and circle real fast. And it would just put you into a bot lobby.
That's fucking crazy.
It was nuts.
And so like there was just hackers just hosting those games.
Yeah. I mean, well, anybody could. I mean, you could just get into a bot lobby and stay there the whole time, and you could host it. People would get what they wanted and leave. Yeah. Get what they wanted and leave, so people could just keep constantly joining.
Yeah.
Because you could set it up like a custom game with unlimited score, unlimited time, everything. And just sit there on Nuketown just with an MK48. Yeah. Now, I only had 3,000 unstoppable medals in that game.
Is that why? Is that why hackers, every time you try to get on Black Ops 2 now, do people have like shit that just freezes your account? Is that why every time you sign into Black Ops 2 now, PS3? No,
there's so much exploits on the servers, you can't do
anything. I can't even get on Black Ops 2 without my game freezing.
This sucker right here is guilty of jailbreaking a PS3 and getting into modded lobbies and stuff. So he's
I was actually.
But why does my game freeze now every time? I try to start Black Ops 2.
There are certain things that people have done. I'm not one of them, but they're on the Black Ops 2 servers, and like if you go to like the trending videos and whatnot, there are people have gotten into the servers and completely customized the
who can get on and who can do what. Yeah. And yeah, I mean,
that's fucking bullshit.
It doesn't surprise me that people
backdoor their way in. You know, like the Dead Man's Hand DLC with like the calling card and the weapon camo and all that.
I guess.
Damn, son.
I don't remember Dead Man's Hand.
It was one of the multiplayer.
Like dropping a grenade whenever you die?
No. It was a weapon camo.
Dead Man's Hand?
Dead Man's Hand.
The only weapon camo that I remember from Black Ops 2 is bacon.
What did it look like?
Bacon and weaponized 115. Let me
see if I can Diamond, remember. Cherry Blossom. They had all those ones.
This is a DLC camo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
oh. I had no clue.
Back when they used to sell camos for $2.99 a piece.
Yeah. Dude. No shit. I hate the way that they do it. And now it's just AI bullshit.
Yeah.
But Black Ops 1 servers are still up and running perfect.
Yeah, and you can still do the XP lobbies on those too.
I did not know that.
Yep. I think it's in the...
I think Black Ops 1 servers have more players on them than Black Ops 3's does on PlayStation.
So,
because you can only play Team Deathmatch on Black Ops 3.
Mm.
You remember that? We tried to get back on there and play Safeguard a couple years ago, and it was just completely dead.
I'm talking like the Dragon Pack, Party Rock Pack, like the camo packs.
Yeah, I remember
packs.
All the DLC packs, yeah. The camo packs.
Yeah, the camo packs. The Dead Man's Hand camo pack was a weapon camo pack. And people were getting the, like in the store on Black Ops 2, they were customizing the emblem for it. And that's how the game was messing up.
Speaking of... Remember that where you could, yours went viral on Black Ops 2, the Dragon's Eye.
Dragon Eye.
You created that, and then next thing you know, everybody had one of those.
Dragon Eye. I remember stealing people's emblems.
I cannot believe that you made that, and then yours went viral on there.
Probably 4 hours creating that emblem.
Yeah.
And then it just all of a sudden everybody had it and started changing all.
That's fucking crazy.
It blew me away. I was like, man, I spent so much time making that emblem. And then found the video where you could steal people's emblems because I was like, man, these people have emblems identical to mine. How is that even possible?
Yeah.
And then it was just
everywhere. I wonder if on one of those videos somebody was just stealing, like on a tutorial was just like stealing a dragon's eye like yours. They're like, oh, this is how you get this emblem right here. Whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah, there was videos all over the place on how to steal emblems.
Yeah, I've literally, for every Call of Duty where they let me customize it, I would just make a taco and just put it as my emblem every time.
I remember...
Dude, my dingo in Black Ops 3 Zombies still has Angus Burger on the side of the dingo, dude.
Hell yeah.
You introduced me to those fucking over a decade ago.
That was
And that was Costco one of the greatest special. Things of all time.
The Costco Black Angus Burgers.
God.
Microwavable with cheese.
Dude, there's no way that could be good for you.
Three, four, five.
Just the plastics melting onto the bread, dude.
Absolutely.
Just the whole credit card.
Bread out of the microwave, it's hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, four, five of them at a time. Not healthy.
Those were the best.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we were still living down here, it was me, just me, you, mom, and dad.
Sitting in this room. That fart I had that sounded like a fucking train whistle.
I thought you were talking about the TV exploding on the
wall. Yeah, that's another one. No, that was whenever I sat here and just played Keno to like round, what, like Origins. 70? Yeah.
We played Origins.
Yeah, we got to a highest fucking round on Origins. And the next day, we tried to play it again, like the next morning. Or was it that night?
It was that night because we had went outside or...
And just left the TV just sitting there, right?
Yeah, we went outside to like a campfire or something, or went and watched the Super Bowl or something on the TV.
Or some bullshit, yeah.
And we come back in here and started playing, and the plasma tubes in the TV just decided to go...
Yeah, and it smelled like shit.
It smelled like death.
Yeah.
The TV was hanging on that exact same wall, and it just went off.
I remember when me, you, mom, and dad all lived in this house.
Mm.
I would come. I remember when I was 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, I'd come ask you, hey, can I play Black Ops 2? Middle of the night, just to play Buried.
Dude, that's the best map. One of the best maps of all time. Me and you would just sit there and just blast the time bomb over and over and over again.
I remember
in the courthouse up top.
And I can remember getting so freaking tired just going and sitting in the tree over there in front of the church.
Yeah. And then you just see my character, Little Balls 3452, just running around the fucking map.
Yeah. I remember coming to you at like 1 o'clock in the morning. You had just gotten into bed because you had to work or something. You were just getting home from work. And
but if you're
how many glitches did we figure out with the trample steam trap and like used almost all of them where you could just get into the walls and all that shit?
There was so much stuff.
We done four player because more zombies spawned on Die Rise. Went all the way to 100. On the leaderboard, it said I had like over 100,000 kills in one game just shooting this liquefier once every hour on like round 70 because that's how long the rounds took. You would shoot it at the beginning of the round and literally it would take. With four players, it took us like an hour to finish one fucking round. And I think you fell asleep during that game because me and you were both just sitting in the wall in the elevator shaft
with
on Buried.
Our split-screen carriers.
Yes.
We would get our second controllers on the screen.
Jesus.
And get all four of us into the glitch and just sit there. We were both managing, well, just one controller because you just let your second player sit there.
Yeah.
I can remember doing that. And then we would do it for so long. Like, if we just joined a couple of randoms, we would sit there for so long that they would leave.
Yeah.
But we still had the four-player spawn rate.
Yes.
And we would just sit there. It'd be 2 in the morning, and you just hear... Yeah. Just zombies dying. It was nuts.
Oh.
I'd be sitting here in that little gaming chair that sat in the floor. That rocking thing looked like a J. Had the speakers in the side.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Had the speakers in the side of it.
You remember the old mics, too? I mean,
that little Bluetooth piece?
At my house, I had one of those little Bluetooth pieces that you just put in your ear.
It hooked around your ear, and it was just like a little stick come down like right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screaming at the top.
Every time
you
turn it on, it'd go...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
You know what the funny thing is? I was going through my dresser the other day, and I found that.
Really?
Yeah.
I threw mine out years ago.
I don't even know where... Mine probably just disappeared somehow. I don't know where it could have gone.
Mine is in my dresser up here in my room right
Once I got the PS4, I remember my very first paycheck from Fazoli's.
Yeah.
It was $642.
Immediately bought a PS4.
The day it deposited in my account, I told my dad, we got to go to the bank because I didn't have a debit card. I only had an ATM card.
And just took out every penny you had.
I took out every penny I had, went straight to GameStop and bought a PS4 because you already had one.
Yeah.
And I was like behind the curve. You were coming to turn on your PS3 to come play with me.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I got to get a PS4. I got to. And that was like Black Ops 3 come out, GTA 5 would come out, like right there in that time period. I was staying at your house for like a week on end.
Yeah. Oh, we played GTA 5 all fucking night long, yeah. Dude.
And I would come, I'd go to his house.
Literally, all we would do is there. Just constantly try to get into Fort Zancudo and just steal jets over and over again. And then just fly around the map and just go kill other people that are trying to do whatever they're doing.
We had no idea what the story of the game was, nothing. It was just jump the hillside, get into the base, take a jet, fly the jet till you died, do it again.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's fun as fuck.
I still, to this day, don't know the story.
And also walking to the strip club. GTA 6 is about to come out.
We're going to have a third term of Donald Trump before we get GTA 6.
Yes.
Dude.
the amount.
What was it? Black Ops 3. I played that Zombies. You remember whenever Master Prestige level 1000 on Black Ops 3 first came out?
Oh, yeah.
It was there was only Shadows of Evil and the Giant at that time whenever Master Prestige first came out. I was already 10th Prestige level 55 on Zombies. And the day that where you could go to Master Prestige level 1000, I started grinding that fucking... I think... What were we? Sophomore? Junior year?
A game came out in 2015. So...
It was between freshman and sophomore year. I would go home and I would play the Giant every fucking day, just sit on that catwalk until I just went to sleep, just trying to grind out those levels to get to fucking level 1000.
I remember I'm still to this day only like what 120.
No, you're 500-600 on Black Ops 3.
Really?
Yeah, I've been level 1000 since probably a month after they dropped it.
Yeah, I remember you playing that shit out of it.
That was like I treated it like it was Black Ops 2. Me and you would come home. Every day, as soon as I got home, I remember being like, Jesse, you on? And you'd be like, yes, I'm on. We played Black Ops 2 every fucking day,
every
dude.
Day.
That game was probably the best Call of Duty ever made.
Until my internet went out.
Yeah.
At like 9 o'clock.
And we played the multiplayer on that a ton, dude. Me and you both went to Master Prestige like 3 times. Speaking of the classic, that Garrett, you wouldn't even understand this. Me and Jesse met each other in lunch detention. Did I ask you to write your gamer tag down on like a sheet of paper?
I was playing. Well, wasn't that when I was playing my PSP?
Yeah, and Miss what's her name came up. Yeah, Miss Nichols came up and was like, Jesse, put that PSP away. I was like, I'm surprised she didn't take it. And I was like, Jesse, so you got a PlayStation? Because you were one of the only people I knew in that school that had a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, here, write your thing down. I went and added you, and I think it was like 24 hours or something before you added me back. And I was like, okay, we played. Now here we are.
Here we are.
That was sixth grade.
We met in lunch detention.
In lunch detention, because we're both fucking retards that get lunch detention. I don't even remember what I did to get lunch detention. It could have been anything, because they gave me that shit like all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Do you remember whenever they sent the chum and somebody else sent that substitute teacher with the gigantic tits to the fucking hospital, and she came back to work? That same day.
Hang on.
Miss.
Hang on. It's there.
She's an old ass lady, but had gigantic tits. Yeah, Miss Garner.
Garner. That was her name.
And Chum and somebody else were like fucking wrestling, horse playing, doing some bullshit. Yeah, they knocked her ass over.
Busted her head on a desk. She went to the hospital and came back to the school. She went and got like 12 stitches in the back of her head and then came back to the school.
Didn't dude retire after our eighth grade year, too?
Yeah.
He was like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
This is my best class of all time. I'm out of here, dude. God. This shit's funny as fuck.
You know, I still, to this day, we had the biggest class out of Heritage.
To this day?
It was like 300 plus, yeah.
We all came in.
That's nuts.
You know, this would have never happened either. Speaking of the butterfly effect, because I was either going to go to Lakeview or here to Heritage. If I would have went to Lakeview, I would have probably never met your ass, dude.
Yeah.
Which is what's crazy about this whole butterfly effect shit.
None of this would have happened. We never would have played all the games that we played. Yeah. We'd never, nothing.
It'd have been totally fucking different.
I remember sharing a backwards compatible PS3 with you.
The fat.
The fat.
Yeah, the fat that crashed. It got YLOD. The yellow light of death.
Yes.
Hey, can we pause so I can go take a piss?
Yeah, yeah, pause.
PS3 fat. You're good to go.
PS3 fat. We all done taking a leak? All
right. So, I remember...
Get closer to that.
I'm trying to.
Hold it if you need to.
Well, yeah. Nah.
I'm going to order a mic stand today. So okay. You could just literally just sit back and just have it shooting at you. I'm going to order another one of these too, so you'll be good.
Okay.
These things are fucking crisp, dude.
Yeah.
I was sitting here just looking at it like, damn. This thing is nice as fuck.
Can I take mine back home with me?
You can if you want. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Or just have it as
a backup. Yeah. PS3 fat. Well, so.
I remember... We were sharing that PS3.
Yeah, that was the very first PS3 we had ever been allowed to have. My parents got it for us for Christmas.
We kept it in the living room.
With that hunting game on it.
Yes.
That hunting game. Dad showed it to us the morning he got it for us. He booted up a hunting game. He's like, "No, I've already played this." And he said, "Oh my God, it looks real." And we were so freaking stoked. This was, you know, because we've been playing PS2 for how long?
Yeah. Oh,
Conflict,
gosh.
Desert Storm,
the
Ghost
Incredible
Recon,
Hulk, Ultimate Destruction, dude.
The Incredible Hulk, The Incredibles, Sonic, Ratchet and Clank. Man, we played the PS2 forever.
That Simpsons game with the cars too. I played that a ton.
Never played Simpsons.
I got that shit from
there
Blockbuster.
There was another one.
For
I think
like
it was
3 weeks.
ATV Off-Road Fury.
That's it.
ATV Off-Road Fury.
And the one where you get to drive dirt bikes and shit. And
that was...
In an open world.
ATV versus MX.
And it blows up whenever you drive off the desert and your character just like blows up.
Yeah,
it
just goes sailing off into the sky.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
Y'all played that too?
Hell yeah. Man, we played the shit out of the PS2.
Burnout Paradise.
Midnight Club.
We played Midnight Club.
Underground.
Yeah, Midnight Club.
Underground.
Midnight Club was out on the PS3. It wasn't on the PS2.
Yeah, I remember playing it. Yeah, I played the one on the PS3, I think.
I played the hell out of Midnight Club on the PSP.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what
I wouldn't even play the game. I would just go where you could pick your custom car and then just drive it around the fucking city the entire time.
And then the Burnout Takedown.
Yeah, we had Burnout Takedown. We had a ton of games. And then we got the PS3. I remember we got the PS3. And I thought, oh, man, this is insane. And then, yeah, we did. We kept it in the living room for the longest time.
And then it got brought into here.
Yeah.
Into the main cave.
I was finally allowed to bring it into the room, you know.
Yeah.
At that time, I was in there, wasn't I?
No, you were in here.
You had to secretly download GTA, I remember, to play. Because my mom would be pissed at me playing GTA, but I would be able to hold it on my PS4, but I would make sure to be like never playing it.
Bro, I didn't play GTA until...
Dude, that game...
The end of the PS4 lifespan.
That game got banned for me by my mother whenever I was young, because... I was over at Dylan Cowan's house, and he had picked up a prostitute and took her and was getting a hand job. And my mother just burst into the room, just watching the character just getting a hand job, and goes, "Oh my God, what are y'all playing in here?" And I was like, "I'm not playing this, Dylan." And then from then on, my mom was like, "We're never getting you that Grand Theft Auto game." But then I downloaded it on PS4 and always had to like keep it hid, like be playing something else, and be like looking around the corner if my mom was going to walk in the room while I was playing it and shit.
My mom didn't really know, I guess, the gaming world, the atmosphere. But my dad, he wasn't a gamer, but he knew about them.
Yeah.
And his reasoning for me not playing GTA was a little bit more serious.
What was it?
He always referenced the Columbine shootings.
Yeah.
Because those kids played GTA.
Like that newspaper we read in Payday the other day. That said...
Like video games cause violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a big headline.
Nobody lets you play Call of Duty and shit.
When that happened was the Columbine shooting. You know, GTA was just... Of course, it was a video game, and yeah, it's a shooter and all that, but there's more that you can do.
You
can
just straight up kill anybody,
yeah. So there's.
Well, he'd be glad he didn't see that mission in Modern Warfare where you're with a dude and the elevator's open in the airport and you just wreck.
Remember,
no Russian.
No Russian.
No Russian from Modern Warfare 2, the original.
Yeah, that's a crazy. That's that one where it says you can skip this mission.
Yeah, it gives you a prompt before the mission. I mean, that was the only mission in Call of Duty history.
That probably caused a ton of controversy back then.
It did, and that's why it wasn't in MW2.
Oh.
The new, the reboot.
Remastered.
The only thing that you get to show that that happened in MW2, the new one, the reboot, whatever you want to call it.
The remastered.
Was a very end credit scene of them on a plane. And it's a phone, like a Nokia, and it gets a text that says, "Remember, no Russian."
Yeah.
So it's like right before the actual attack. That's the only thing that they say, hey, this still happens. Yeah. We just can't show it in this day and age.
Dude, the end credits, Black Ops 1, where it's just JFK in Dallas with the top down, is one of the funniest things they've ever done. They're like, oh, did you actually do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's in the crowd. Mason is in the crowd.
Yeah, with MK Ultra and all that shit. Yeah.
That's when they could actually write good stories.
Yeah, without getting canceled or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you would think for a freaking... Well, no, actually, it's a massive corporation, Activision.
Black Ops 6 hitting you with... Or no, Cold War was the one where you could be a fucking tranny. And you could pick your character to be like a tranny or something at the game would start.
Cold War. That was I gave up.
That was the campaign. You could pick man, woman, or other on your character that you make. I'm dead serious in the campaign. And I was like, I'm not playing the campaign on this.
Yeah, Cold War is where I gave up. I couldn't do that one.
And World War II, Call of Duty World
War. World War II was good. I enjoyed World War II.
I'm talking about the most recent one that Sledgehammer made.
Vanguard.
No, the one before Vanguard that Sledgehammer made. It was World War II. Remember? It was like Call of Duty World at War. But it was the most
Call
recent.
Of Duty World War II?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It was Call of Duty World War II.
And but there was women in it and shit.
And oh, I don't remember the. You just look at the history. I just remember that I thoroughly enjoyed the campaign of that game, and the multiplayer was actually really good.
I'm just anti them, just trying to fake all this bullshit history.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, there's a lot of ideological shit that they
bullshit,
try to start.
Bullshit, they're trying to emasculate us, Jesse, dude. I'm anti that.
I see. What do you remember about Battlefield?
I only played that with you probably less than 10 times, but I played
Battlefield 4 with me and Lavarius just a couple of times.
That game, I could not get into it because it was just, I like the arcade shooter, close quarters, giving me the, what's it called, instant gratification.
Yeah, the dopamine hit.
That
after
Battlefield,
hit, after hit,
but
after
you
hit.
Being a sniper, I can understand why you love that game. Because the maps are so big, and you can sit in the back with a ghillie suit on and just...
Man, I love them. Yeah. Love those games.
I'm more of a assault, close quarters SMG type shit is what I like.
But, I mean, you can still do that in Battlefield.
Yeah, but it's so hard.
Well, I mean...
Depending on what map you play. Yeah, like, if you play Conquest, it's impossible to be like that.
Well, the ring... Well... No, I'm not going to get into all that.
Unless you want to get in a fighter jet and just start blasting people.
Oh, man. There's so much chaos that can happen in close quarters in that game when you're playing the objectives. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it takes...
Yeah, but if you die, it takes you so long to get back into the action.
Unless you're playing with a squad. Then you can spawn right back in on the action.
But then
you'd
have to have,
die.
Your whole... See, we never got good squads that were all pushing the same objective and stuff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you had ever played that game with me and Grayson... It would be a completely different experience.
I should have, but the game's dead now. Like, all the new ones, nobody plays.
2042 is the latest one.
I heard it was terrible.
At launch, yes. Every Battlefield's been terrible at launch.
Oh, so they have to build it around.
Yes, every Battlefield's been bad at launch. They rebuilt 2042 into a very playable game, and Grayson and I have logged probably thousands of hours.
Do y'all still play, what's that game where there's robots and the aliens?
Helldivers.
We haven't really touched that one here recently. I've not really been playing much of anything. We've been playing a little bit of Dying Light here recently.
Yeah.
Back from when PS4 was still a thing, the old days. Some just good zombie action, open world game that I really enjoyed. Forgot most of everything that happened in it.
Yeah.
So I've been getting to touch that again has been kind of nice. But I haven't really been playing anything as of late.
Dude, Black Ops has left a bad taste in my mouth.
It did, didn't it? I just told Grayson the other day, and I need to see if he's actually going to get involved with this, because he sent me a picture the other day and said, Fag Talks. Like, Yeah. With like a that LG, the new LG whatever flag behind it said Fag Talks. Like, go continue your stupid ass podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I really want you involved in this because, like, we've got a lot of gaming stuff we could talk about, stories from when
he probably just thinks it's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you show him how much money you could possibly make from doing this?
No.
Okay.
No, I just avoid the conversation altogether because it's like, look, if he's dead set on just, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because this is something I've never tried before, something that I'm open to trying, and I'm so far I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, let's back to where we were at. Yeah, Battlefield, different. I don't want to get too far into that kind of crap. So just go back to Battlefield.
Yeah.
Let's look at that, because there's a new one coming out. That's the whole reason I brought that up. There's a new one coming out. I have very little information on it, but it's called Battlefield Labs. And I think that one's... It's going back to my personal favorite, Battlefield 3.
What year was that? Is that like Modern Warfare type stuff?
Yeah, it's like 2011. Like, Middle East.
Oh. You know,
active duty combat kind of stuff. Like, it was really gritty, really nice. And man, this one looks like it's going to go back to that a little bit.
Hopefully.
I think it's going to be a really good
game. When does the PS6 come out and all that stuff?
2028.
So we got time on this
one. No, 2027. They said that it's going to be fall of 2027.
If they bumped it up, they bumped it up. Last I heard, it was 2028.
It's probably just going to be like an insane gaming PC. They're probably going to charge like $900 for it.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
They made a critical stand with the PS5. They actually lost money on the PS5.
For what?
Development.
Like the chips and like making it really good and stuff?
Your research and development to actually build the console and how much it costs you to, you know, supply all those parts and pieces and chips and all this stuff. Their total cost to build one machine was like $800. They sold it, the digital edition, for like $400. So they took a massive financial hit on selling the console so they could make it up by selling the games.
Yeah, like PlayStation Plus and all that stuff.
PlayStation Plus and this massive library that they've added. So when they released the PS5, they were like, all right, we're going to take a huge financial hit with the console, but we're going to make up that gap and go higher by selling the games, our new tier system on our subscription.
And it got super expensive there whenever that chip shortage was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when the PS5 first came out,
and I didn't give a shit. I was just like, I'm buying one.
Massive problem with scalpers.
Yeah.
They would just buy all the consoles and then sell them for like double. And Lauren and I fell victim to that when we got ours.
Do you remember whenever those people were posting pictures of like 30 PS5s in their house, and then those people would just end up getting doxed horribly? Like their address and shit.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But that's what Lauren and I ended up doing. We got on eBay and looked at PS5s and found just a lady that was in like Knoxville that had two of them still in the box. Taped up, she had pictures of the tape and everything on them and all the boxes and stuff. And I thought, if we're going to get PS5s, we need to do it now. Because I had been on like Target website refreshing, trying to
Walmart.
Get in and, you know, lock in, close it, get a code, do whatever. Like, I'd spent days trying to get us PS5s.
Walmart charged me like $900 for my PS5.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Lauren and I bought ours for about $1,100, both of them.
Two of them? Yeah, you got lucky on that. Because I just remember them saying that it costed so much was because there was some kind of chip shortage.
A lot of chip shortage.
And then there was people that were buying like 30 of them at once.
Yep. They would just scalp them off the market, sell them for double. Make a lot of money doing that, yeah. But it made it really hard for those of us that just wanted a new console.
That's like people buying tickets for a concert and then immediately buying like...
Turn around and sell them. Well, they're trying to make that illegal. Like they're trying to make it non-transferable where you can't do that. They're assigned to like... You.
That's why those Drake tickets I got. I was like, that day, I was in the queue. They still charged me like $1,100 a ticket. And I was like, there's no way. I was like $600 in the queue, and I still had to pay that much fucking money for all that shit. Because I'm wondering if like the first people before me just literally bought out like almost everything they fucking could.
Just so they could sell them.
And then just resold like a ton of them.
Yep. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that makes buying a console these days kind of hard.
Yeah.
That's when I went. That's why I waited.
Yeah, I mean, had you waited, sure, you could have picked up two PS4s for $800.
I picked mine up.
PS5s, not PS4.
I ended up getting that PS4 Pro.
I never did.
I remember getting my PS4.
Still sounds like a fucking Slim. Jet engine.
My PS4 Slim of 2017. I was still playing the PS3 until 2017. Finally got the PS4.
Now they're both in shambles in your bedroom with the fans exposed.
The PS3 the PS3 is in my toolbox in the shop.
Why?
Because I'm trying to hide it from mother. She wanted to throw it away.
Alright, well that's okay.
That's out of the equation.
Yeah.
My PS4 is now in the living room. Dad plays Just Cause 3 on it constantly. Constantly.
It's a game he enjoys. He's allowed to play it. He's a grown man.
Yes.
That's like GTA, but different, right?
Yeah. You can't kill civilians and all that.
But you
can,
you can put
rockets on the ass end of a cow and send it to space.
No, yeah. You can kill civilians and everything like that in that game.
I don't
know. But PS4 is in the living room. I've got my PS5 that I picked up for $500.
You got disc edition?
No. Digital.
Can't you play PS2 games on the PS5 disc edition?
No.
No.
Dude.
It's not backwards compatible.
You can't even play PS4 game. Well,
you can.
That's one thing that they've messed up with on PS5.
Xbox. I would got that shit locked down.
I know. I wish I could play Black Ops 2. I'd be still be playing Black Ops 2 to this day.
Of course.
If they had that.
That's where I was leading to next.
Yeah, his sucker's got an Xbox so he can play the Black Ops.
I have a Xbox Series S, the white console edition.
Traitor.
I play both of them. There's days where there's months on end where I don't touch that Xbox. And I'm constantly on PS5. There will be that one day or one time. I want to play some Black Ops 2. I'll get on Xbox, play Black Ops 2 for 6-7 hours. Have the most funnest time of my life. And then turn it off and never touch it again.
Yeah, come on, Sony. Why is Xbox the only one that can boot Black Ops 2?
And then it can boot Black Ops 1, World at War.
The PS3 can still boot Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
Black Ops 2 won't boot anymore.
Well,
dude, the interface on the PS3 is the most hilarious shit. Going back and looking at it, it's just literally just
when I jailbroke my PS3, which I'm guilty of,
illegal.
Yes, highly illegal. When I did that, I was able to customize my boot for the PS3.
Oh yeah, I could remember. There was all kinds of stuff you could do.
I remember showing you.
Yeah. I spent ages trying to jailbreak a PS3. Ages. PS4 come out. We've been playing that for a little while. They had stopped updating them. Once they stopped updating them and fixing security risks and stuff, people were able to finally get in, start jailbreaking them. This was halfway into PS4's lifetime. We're playing Black Ops 3.
I got on my PS3 the other day and I had to do a software update.
They released a new patch. Like, what was that, a year ago?
Yeah.
Just randomly, the PS3's got an update.
Yeah.
I remember the update. Because
I plugged it in whenever the servers were down.
Yep.
And it was like, you have to update your system software. And I was like, this thing ain't been plugged in probably, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
Something like that, yeah.
When I was still on PS3 modding Black Ops 2, and I was even modding Black Ops 3 on PS3.
Oh, that game.
Dude, I guarantee the graphic. I remember seeing videos of the graphics on Black Ops 3.
You remember watching those videos of the comparisons, and I was like, "Yeah!"
I was doing Black Ops 3, Black Ops 1, World at War.
Oh my god, that's right.
I booted up.
That's right. No, I just remembered something. When Black Ops 3 came out, I still had a PS3, and my dad bought me Black Ops 3 for the PS3, and I went, "Oh!" Because I knew as soon as I had enough money to go to get a PS4, I was getting Black Ops 3 for the PS4 because I'd watched those videos and I was like,
Yeah.
And then it got me Black Ops 3 and I was like, I was so happy at the same time because it's like a new game I get to play. finally. But I couldn't play with you. Yeah. I couldn't play with you because I was still on a different console. Yeah. Oh my god, I remember that because I remember opening it and I went, oh no.
And
I think Horizon Drake's the only map that they have on Black Ops 3. Like that
wouldn't surprise me.
That they released as a DLC. Because I think after that they were like, we're not doing
this. We can't do this on these old systems, yeah.
Yeah.
Golly bum.
I remember there was accounts that you would send me for me to mod when I was doing
it. Oh yeah.
King Danza, dude.
I remember, I was
Not Danza.
He would play No Lie by 2 Chainz and Drake on repeat the entire time that we played that, dude. Yep.
You sent me the account information for it and said, give me everything.
That was on my that's right. I had created an account to play Battlefield on called Knife Only Gameplay. And I sent that account to you. I do believe is what that one was. Because the only thing, I just created it as a joke. I just created an email, made a gamer tag, said knife only game.
And made it Colonel 100.
And made it Colonel 1, like max level in Battlefield 4, only using a knife.
Yeah.
That was the only weapon that I had in that game that I actually had kills with. And then I was like, I want to play Black Ops 2 on this account so I can start using the combat knife. And well, I'll do that too. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was in...
Can you change your gamer tag on PlayStation now if you wanted
to? Yeah, you got to pay like $10.
Or did they do it? Okay, so you got to pay.
Yeah, it's $10 every time you want to change your gamer tag.
I remember mine went from Little Balls 3452, and then they gave you that one chance to
change it for free.
And I was like, I wonder if they're gonna ever let you do it again after this.
No, I mean you can, but you got to pay $10.
Yeah, I remember.
Which I don't get because Xbox does it.
And then Call of Duty makes you wait like 6 months.
I got 2 tokens just saved just for whenever I decide to not be the Soggy Pringle.
I've never changed it again.
I have been the Soggy Pringle for this long. I mean, that's my Hyperleader account.
I don't even know how you got that as your original gamer tag.
That's the original? Because
I had to put like L's and stuff in mine to make mine.
Mine is pure original, the Soggy Pringle.
I keep it.
Perfect.
Mine is now the Soggy Tater.
Yeah, he's the Soggy Tater now. Grayson's the Soggy Poot.
Toast.
And then...
Toast! What map was that?
Meltdown.
Meltdown. That's right, with the reactors
on. I wonder if he was just a hacker.
There's no way. Because we met a guy on Black Ops 2.
He did say... Toast. He did say he was like, I was in line at GameStop.
That was PS3. You couldn't change your gamer tag. And you could only use what was not being used. And this motherfucker got toast.
And I remember he told us how he got it. He
told us that, yeah.
He was like, I was standing in line at GameStop to get the PS3. And he immediately got on, made toast, and was just good to go after that. I wouldn't play nothing else.
One of the first people to plug up a PS3 and make his gamer tag.
We checked. Because we viewed his profile. And it just said toast.
We went in and looked up toast. And looked, and it was the same guy playing Black Ops 2. And there he was. He was in our lobby.
So let me go to the PlayStation app and see if I can find this guy.
He's definitely on there.
He's definitely. Why would you ever get rid of that?
Yeah. Hey, I couldn't change it.
I couldn't either. Are you kidding? I would have loved to have had like egg.
Yeah.
But
I'd love to have just chips.
Just chips. Yeah that would have been perfect. That would have been a good one.
Who's the dude that has God as their gamer tag? Just God.
Oh, he's out there. Out there, probably inactive for 14 years, but
yeah.
That account, that gamer this tag guy? Is saved. Toast, there he is. Toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's probably one dude
whenever I first got online and I connected an Ethernet cable to my PS3. I played with zombies with this dude named Cisco360, and I still have him on my friends list. This was back whenever I first got the PS3. Dude got offline one day after we got done playing 5, and he has not been online since. Since like 7th or 8th grade.
God.
Yeah. Dude did not get online ever since. That was probably 15 fucking years ago. That dude hasn't even been online. I wonder if he died or something.
That's nuts.
That's another thing. When I just said, Dad's probably playing Just Cause 3.
No.
dad is playing Just right Cause now. 3. Right now, playing Just Cause 3.
We're just down here doing a podcast. He's up there playing PlayStation.
Yeah. And you said your dad thought this shit was funny, didn't he? I hope he did not listen to the beginning of episode 3 where I just
he did.
Completely exposed myself. Where he's probably sitting there like, God damn, that Hagen boy is going to get in fucking trouble.
Hagen boy's just in trouble.
Yep.
It's all right. We're finding direction.
A little bit. We've been staying on topic this whole fucking time. Dude, that new map, the tomb, can just suck my ass, dude.
Yeah, you don't like it?
I haven't touched it.
Why really?
Why did they
only put one staff in it? Then they patch our fucking strategy in
the safe. That made me so mad. I jumped on and I played a game.
Did you just immediately just go, I'm not playing again?
Well, I was playing with randoms. I just joined in. It was 3 random people. I just joined in for a few minutes, had some dead time. Playing Liberty Falls.
It's because you sent that Twitter post and added to Eric, and I went, we got to get rid of this.
And I went to open the door, and I went all the way down the wall, both sides, proned and looked, and it's just gone.
There's one more spot we can use, and that's the one behind the bowling alley, as long as you don't open that one in the first room.
Yeah.
We could probably both still sit there with a jet gun. And just tap it.
Yeah. Man, I was so mad when they patched that. I was like, God, the perfect strategy. You can still do it with the bank open. Because that's how it's I did it in that game. Is it? No, it's not the same at all. Because they spawned.
Could you stand in the back of the bank?
I was standing right in front of the vault.
I'm talking about, what if you walk all the way back where Juggernaut? I wonder if they still stand outside.
No, because now that you can't open that blast door from the top.
Yeah.
You have to open the side door that's like out there facing the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
When you open that door, it opens the door by Jug.
Damn.
They're not 2 separate doors. So once you open one, you open the bank entirely other than just that one blast door. I don't understand that.
What a shame.
Yeah.
But that one spot where you could just buy mutant injections behind the bowling alley, that should still work. Because they only spawn right in front of you, basically. You can come running down those steps, and they spawn quick.
Yeah, they spawn out of the sides of the walls and then come from the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord.
In the tomb, who's too.
It's my notifications.
I would probably play the tomb. Now, if we ever play that map again, I'll probably play it just so we can do the Easter egg one game first attempt, and then I'll never play that map again.
Yeah, the layout's a little weird. Why did you only add one staff? I mean, I guess they're probably trying to say.
And they sabotage by not putting the GS-45 in the game, so you got to spawn with them. By. Yeah, you got to spawn with them if you don't want to keep hitting the box over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's another sabotage.
I did the Easter egg on Liberty Falls when it first came out, when Black Ops 6 first came out.
Yeah.
I did the Easter egg on Liberty Falls before the directed mode came out and got the calling card before the directed mode came out
We did that for Citadel, didn't we?
Yeah.
We completed that one early and we got like the purple calling card for
The hardest Easter egg we've done so far on that map was the one with the tentacle monster. What's the first map?
Terminus.
Dude,
that was the hardest boss fight out of all of them. Yeah.
Me. We got to the boss fight that third time. We got his health down to like this much.
So low.
And then me and you both took a break. Yeah, it killed us both. Me and you both took a break that same, because we ended up beating it later that day.
Yeah.
Me and you both took a break for like 4 hours. I was just sitting there like, we got to do it. We were already that fucking close. I hit you up later. You got back on. I was like, all right, we got it this time. We fucking did.
One attempt. We loaded it up and beat the Terminus Easter egg just that fast. Had it figured out.
Remember Garrod Crovey done us the same way in Black Ops 3?
That map was a nightmare.
Dude. And that was the same because we fought Nikolai and that dragon 4 or 5 times before we beat it.
Yeah. That was the last one we had to complete before we got
before we could do the Revelations Easter egg again. Remember, because we had to do it again to get the actual RK5 and stuff to spawn in with. Dude.
Yeah, because we had already beat Revelations, but Garrod Crovey was the one that was holding us up.
Yeah.
And then we had to go back and do Revelations again to actually.
And then after that, we were like, all right, good. Super Easter egg fucking complete.
Done. Got all the emblems on the calling card and everything. Yeah. Man.
Spawning with RK5, that's huge. I wonder whenever people see that, they're probably like,
Black Ops 3 Zombies was the top.
I was about to bring this up earlier. You remember Black Ops 1 Verruckt, where me and you both would just use that glitch where you click start and triangle and the zombies would just pull you out of the window on the board?
Yep, on the board and you'd go outside.
Yeah. I just remember one time I was out there running and then there was just a whole invisibility. I just shot straight down to the bottom of the map, died instantly. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember that because we were actually kind of high up in the rounds, weren't we?
I don't know. I think we'd done that map just to get out of the map and just run around and see what was out there.
And then there was Moon.
Oh, man, we played a lot of Moon. I kept getting that glitch in the dome, though.
That was the fastest strategy on Black Ops 3 we've ever done. With a wave gun and hacking the max ammos in that one room.
Yep. That was insane.
They spawned out of just those two windows. And we were just... And then you could just throw like Gersh devices, get free max ammos with the hacker.
Yeah.
The only thing I hated about Moon was that every couple rounds you'd have to run back and go hack that shit.
Hack the drill. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always annoyed me ever since Black Ops 1. We need another town.
I think that's Liberty Falls.
You reckon?
Yeah. It's about as close as we can get to town.
Yeah, but town was so much smaller.
Yeah.
Town was just chaotic.
I love Liberty Falls, to be honest with you. That's like the only map I love playing every time I would get on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessarily... It's kind of the just play zombies map. So far, the rest of them have been really story-driven, unique maps. Not a lot of stuff to do on them. Not a lot of places to be. Liberty Falls
is... Have you upgraded the I-Staff yet or no? Because
I got it one game from the box, started the quest, got it to where I had to go get the purple ball from the crazy place, shoot the symbols on the back of the door, and went. By that time, we were getting off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. We left that game. We just got off. Yeah.
I wonder if you just use a crate power. I swear, I wonder if you just use a crate power and just get it out of the box.
But you'd have to get so lucky. You'd have to get so lucky. You'd have to activate...
Crate power. And then just wait for it to go down.
Wait for the Wonder Bar. Hope that you get the staff as your weapon and then hit your crate power before the staff sinks back into the box.
That'd be perfect.
And then just pick it up, but I don't know if it works.
I wonder if it does.
In theory, you would think, but since there's quest steps involved, maybe not.
Yeah. We may never know, dude, because that map's ass. Well, I don't know if it's ass yet. I just haven't played in a long time.
Yeah.
That last time we played Liberty Falls and just completely broke the game off its hinges. And I got so hammered that night that I literally just passed away. And then I haven't hardly been on since. And I'm serious. I think I literally just sat my controller down, got up, and just laid down in bed. Is that what I did that night?
My
character just died. Yeah. Just in there.
Yeah, I've just had this... I don't want to call it a disinterest. But that's kind of what it's starting to... Like, I'm just not interested in playing games. Like, it just...
I am, but I just wish...
I
wish there was a good game. Dude, I was addicted to MW3 Resurgence.
I know, we played the shit out of that.
Dude, and if they didn't do it to where, you know, in this Call of Duty, where you have to prestige and you lose everything,
yeah,
I would play Resurgence so much more if you didn't have to prestige and lose everything. Because you know you lose all your Warzone shit as soon as you click prestige and you're level 1 again. You can't run the same class because you got to go back through and unlock everything. MW3 had it perfect to where you could just keep leveling up. Either that or I could just grind my way. I think I'm like, 5 or 6?
Well, you also got to remember, we were like level 1,000 plus.
Yeah, like 1,200 and something.
We had everything unlocked.
Yeah.
That's the same way it is in Black Ops 6. Once you get up to Prestige Master, you've got everything permanently unlocked that you need.
And I think I'm getting close because you're already Prestige Master. Yeah. I'm like, what, Prestige 6, I think?
I have five or six. I don't remember.
And I've only played a couple games. Dude, my time played on that game has to be so little, but there's somehow I'm just a ridiculous level. I think that's just from us just playing from Liberty Falls.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. And that's just pure XP.
MW3 was so much more crisp than Black Ops 6. Black Ops 6 does not look as crisp as
MW3 was definitely smooth.
Yeah. And I love the movement system in MW3. Yeah, I feel like it was so much better than Black Ops 6. But I ain't really played Black Ops 6 enough to... Like, I got the scuff and all that stuff, but it just doesn't feel right to me. I feels like there's so many more gunfights I would have won on MW3.
No.
Because...
We had that game dialed in.
I swear you see blood splatter and you're not even getting a hit marker because their servers are so bad. And
The servers have definitely taken a massive... Treyarch just is not upkeeping their
servers. They're like so desynced.
The way that Infinity
War. It feels like you're playing Payday 2 multiplayer. Like if Payday 2 were to have a multiplayer, that's how desynced the Black Ops 6 is.
You're shooting them over here, but on their airstream, they're actually further to the right and they're already shooting you.
And it makes me wonder, it's like, why would my ping be like 19 and 20 when I know for sure that you could put me on like an Atlanta server or something like that where both of our pings would be like 3. But I guarantee you it's because of the skill-based matchmaking that they're like, we can't put them on this
server. They factor in everything for the skill-based matchmaking.
Like it even takes over the network. It's like, why wouldn't you put me on the best network to where it's the cleanest, sharpest way?
It's no longer
way
connection-based. It's skill-based.
If it was connection-based, it'd be a great game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you start getting back into that Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2 formula where it was just purely connection-based.
And those are the best games of all
time.
Best
games ever because, you might get one guy or two guys that really
our whole
good
fucking
every
team,
game.
It's literally 2v6 every time me and you play anything.
Yeah. You can't play that game without sweating your ass off. You just can't.
It's no fun, dude.
And that's another reason why I do not touch Black Ops 6.
Well, I played it. I still play it when I want to play it. You know, which
have you played that new map with the train?
No.
It's just a one...
You have to put grind back in it.
Yeah, but dude, there's a map that's just one lane.
Oh, the straight line.
Yes.
That is called the hallway.
Bullet something.
Bullet train.
Yeah. They are dropping a new map for Black Ops 6 called The Hallway. I kid you not.
Is there just any cover or anything?
Oh, there's cover and everything like that. But it's literally just called The Hallway.
The Meat Grinder, dude, is probably what it's going to be called. Just
snipers are going to be a nightmare on that one.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it, and I'll show y'all. Hold on. Let me see if I...
So this we're looking is the at hallway. That hallway map. And you're literally going to spawn in, and there's going to be somebody with that M16 LMG with 270
the XMG.
Rounds in it. With 250 rounds in it. Just
that is ridiculous.
12v12 strike map.
Yeah, 12v12. It's about to be a shit show.
And it's just a straight line.
Yep.
If they put a riot shield in, that'd be huge.
Now, it's just a concept right now, but... Treyarch has already done all of their stuff. Has already got.
Why would you do? I mean, I'll give it to them. It's unique. It's the first time ever they've ever just made a straight line as a Call of Duty map.
But second.
Why? Second. Oh, yeah, because I guess Bullet Train counts too.
Yeah, it's just a one. It's the first ever one lane map in Call
I
of
don't,
Duty.
Why would you? I mean,
that's
I guess
what the people want, dude.
Why?
Why don't they just put shipment in the game? Newtown's almost too big of a map for me, dude. I'm serious.
I can remember when that was the smallest map to play.
Yeah. Shipment, getting warmed up on, that's one of the best maps for MW3. Yeah.
No, I come to kind of enjoy that stakeout on Black Ops 6.
Yeah. That's where I started using the... You showed me the XMG on that map. It's and just monster. Sitting behind the little dresser monster. And just holding down B. Or just standing on the railing, just watching all the people come try to run into your spawn.
Yep. Yeah, I did. I did enjoy that one, and I did play grind for the first time since Black Ops 2 the other day.
That shit again. Yeah.
I played that, and I went. I know every corner, every doorway, everything. It was like, there it is.
I wonder if they're ever going to add Standoff. I know they added Standoff and Firing Range back to Cold War, but I never got into Cold War.
I didn't either.
Nah.
So I didn't play
Cold War. It was kind of put out as a money grab.
I played the campaign. I did not play the multiplayer.
Actually, the campaign's pretty good, though.
I mean, I played like two or three games of Domination and went, nah, this ain't for me.
I played the Zombies of Cold War.
I did too.
We did start it, didn't we?
We played Nocturne Totem. I played that like three or four times. It was the Nocturne Totem, but it was the outside and like going underground and all that stuff. I played that. The Wonder Weapon was terrible.
Yeah, I remember playing that one.
And I watched the end of...
Oh, that's right. The directed ones were World War II. Call of Duty World War II. Yeah. The zombies in that one were like directed. It told you where to go and what to do.
And like how to do the
Cold War. Yeah. Cold War was kind of like the same concept, but the point system was totally fucked.
That's like how the point system is now.
Yeah, the point system is just totally fucked.
Yeah, you have to kill a zombie to get points and all that stuff, and the salvage and stuff is just retarded.
Yes.
And your guns just stop working at like 50.
Yeah. Yeah, I see all these YouTube videos of these guys on like round 60 something with just like a Galil that's pack a punch. I'm like, how are you doing that? Because anytime I pack a punch gun like that, it does not work.
Like maxed orange rarity.
Maxed all everything. And it just doesn't do that. I don't get it. I have to use Mustang Sally.
And the jet gun.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what is going on? Uninstalled Reddit.
Yeah.
You don't have Reddit?
No. I had it, but I just uninstalled it.
Good.
What is going on in the news? Oh, yeah, the fake Epstein files. That's one.
Publicly available information. And then released to the public. Redacted.
Yeah. Why don't they ever fucking release that shit, dude? They're being gay. JFK files, haven't heard nothing about it.
Nope, and you won't.
Even though he signed a... Look at that fucking rooster running down the driveway.
That would probably be Dude.
That's probably Dude. Dude sleeps in the house.
Zelensky just got powerbombed, dude, right in front of God and everybody. Thank God that we got America First out here to say, dude, we ain't giving you no more money, you fucking little pussy. And then he kicked him out of the White House, by the way.
Didn't they have some kind of new deal worked up?
Yeah, and Zelensky was like, nah, we need to keep fighting. I don't know what he was saying, but yeah. Trump was like, dude, if we stop sending you money, dude, you're
not seeming very thankful. And that's not nice.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, oh yeah, Vance was over there like, have you even said thank you to us? Have you seen that clip? Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched it earlier today.
I mean, we should just
cut it. That blows me away.
But we ain't never going to cut off Israel for some reason.
I don't know.
I mean, I just wonder because they get all that blackmail from Epstein being a Mossad agent.
What year was it that they were put on the number one most...
Like 14, right?
Threatening spy.
14? 15?
I don't remember what year 08? It was. I just got reminded of it the other day. I was like, oh, that's right. The U.S. has said Israel... is the number one threat for spy operations inside the U.S.
And they got fucking... Ghislaine Maxwell's father was confirmed Mossad agent. He died being thrown off a yacht. So, that's that. And then I wonder... So, Ghislaine must have been Epstein's handler for the Mossad. Since her daddy was one of the main dudes in the Israel Intelligence Agency, Mossad. Like, you know, Israel CIA... They call
That's
Mossad.
Nuts.
And so I'm sure once they killed him in prison, remember they went and went and raided his island. Probably took all the stuff that he had. So I'm betting you we have all the stuff, all of his blackmail and all that stuff in our possession right now. So they could basically just probably use that on anybody. Which is why all these politicians are like, yes, we'll give you all the money you want. Let's just keep going to war for over and over and over and over and over again. We'll do anything for you, Israel, as long as you don't release that video of me fucking a child onto the internet. So that's what all these politicians are cooked for. That's why Bill Clinton looks like a damn skeleton, a ghoul.
Blows me away. Rather than it becoming public information and us actually getting to learn what was going behind closed doors, it seems like it's getting turned more into
a big
another political weapon.
Yeah.
Now our government is in possession of this blackmailing list, and now they get to use it the way that they want
like
to.
Like the CIA and FBI definitely got possession of that shit.
They know who's on it. They know who was there. They have the video evidence, and rather than it being released to us, they're just going to use it to continue any of these backdoor operations that they've got going on behind the current elected administration.
What an asshole move for them to just release that. Who's the attorney general that released the Epstein files, quote unquote, that were already released information?
Just binders of the public information.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. What is that?
File list.
From what?
Epstein's island.
Dude, that it probably ain't
anybody
real.
Can make that.
James Franco.
Joe Biden.
I mean, yeah, I mean, really, speaking really,
of Kimmel,
really, Kimmel? Really, anybody could make that list.
That's
right
not
there.
Real, Garrett.
I could make that right there.
But you know, Joe Biden owns an island two islands over from, he owned an island too. His family did own an island two islands over in the Caribbean from Epstein's.
Really?
Yeah.
Prince Charles.
We already knew that, no. Yeah. Prince Charles. Remember
George Clooney?
Prince Charles was the dude that said, that couldn't have been me in that photo. I don't sweat. Have you not seen that, dude?
No.
Yeah. The Prince of England or some shit was like, he got caught on video with Epstein with like this really underage chick. It was supposedly like some, I don't know, but there's a photo of him.
Supposedly, you don't know.
And he's sweating his ass off in the picture. And then they showed it to him, confronted him about it, and he just goes, that couldn't be me. I don't sweat. That was his fucking excuse, dude.
Oh. So, yeah, no, I had never seen that.
Yeah, that's that. Bullocks to the king, dude.
Michelle Obama?
Michael.
Michael. Hey, no, I'm serious. It's a dude.
Have you seen that clip of...
it's gotta be. You've seen the pictures, right?
Of him on Ellen
Barack
dancing.
Obama and his best friend in high school. And if you take that picture and compare his face to his best friend in high school to his face and his wife, they're identical.
That and then you
dude,
see
fucking
her,
what lady, now?
Lady's a dude,
and you see
Michelle Obama's a dude.
Her dick print got shown on Ellen whenever they were dancing.
Yeah.
Do you remember that video?
Yeah. Barack Obama's wife's a dude,
and I'm wondering if she's the one that killed.
That's why the cook is dead.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I wonder if Michael found out that Obama was having an affair on her.
Obama
with the cook, and she went and just murdered
Bill
him
Gates.
In cold blood. Amber Alert.
Uh-oh, that's bad.
Yeah, Bill Gates, he's the one that giving all these vaccines to these children in India that are turning their little girls' knees backwards.
What the fuck?
Have you not heard of this, dude? He tests all the vaccines from his company on like all these little girls in India. It was the HPV one. And their legs, they basically lost all their movement in their legs, and then their legs started to like turn backwards after they lost all the movement to their legs. That's Bill Gates. Shout out Microsoft.
Alec Baldwin, Ben Affleck. Yeah.
He does not need to be involved in anything.
Dude, he looks like a pregnant man.
Pharmaceutical at all.
He ain't even a doctor, dude.
What is it that Elon Musk said with that emoji?
He looks like
he compared the emoji to Bill Gates, and he's like, I've never lost a boner
dude,
any faster than this.
Hate. He got cream pied too, Bill Gates did. Have you seen that video?
No.
Dude, this man's hiding behind a column. This was from years ago, and he has literally a cream pie, like a pie with like cream all in it. And he turns the corner as Bill Gates is walking into this courthouse and just blasts him in the face. look up Bill Gates gets pied. It's a real video, dude.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Bill Gates gets cream pied. You're going to get some other nasty videos. Yes, watch that right there.
Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates arriving for a meeting with community leaders. Watch what happens when a team of hitmen meet
hitman.
Pie in the face.
He gets cream pie. Dude.
Oh! A team of hitmen slapped a cream pie in his face. They're a team of highly trained assassins. They just slapped him.
No word on the motive of this attack.
It's a freaking cream pie, bro. God.
That's funny as fuck. He deserved that.
Well, I mean, have you seen all the stop signs around here on your way out going back home?
Yeah, on my way back home, it says stop, arrest Bill Gates.
Arrest Bill Gates, stop. We've got InfoWars. Like, it's plastered on every stop sign.
I'm about to buy an InfoWars t-shirt, dude. I need one.
Yeah.
With Jones. I have to go support his operation he's got going on. Yeah, Billy and Spud from War Mode went there and did an interview with him, and they thought it was going to be like InfoWars, like a gigantic facility with all that stuff. They said it was basically just like a little warehouse with like three rooms in it, was how big his InfoWars stuff was in Austin.
Well, they're running out of money.
Yeah, because they keep running. Getting sued for that.
They keep getting sued.
Sandy Hook.
Bullshit. Having to fight all that stuff. So, I mean, he's really... They started up their own supplement company. To try and like
Dr. Jones Naturals
fill in some
his daddy's some a dentist
money. Yeah,
and I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they're trying to make some money because he's like, this is the only way we're going to be able to stay on air. This is the only way we're going to be able to stay on air, and that's it. That's if you buy our supplements
and t-shirts
and keep us live. Merchandising is important.
Yeah, because he wants to keep all of his stuff free. If he just made Spotify, I think they'd let him on there.
Well, Spotify being a Swedish company.
They let Joe Rogan stay on there, even after he got the N-word thing.
Yeah. Yeah, them being a Swedish company and them not giving in to that point in time during COVID when everybody was getting canceled and censored and all this stuff.
And they say we respect the Americans' First Amendment. They can say whatever they say. A lot of it has to do with rap music.
They stand up for that because it's like, you know, we're not involved in your politics. We run our own show. This is our business.
And they made a shitload of money standing strong like that.
Yes. I mean, hey, look.
They did the number one
podcast in the world on your platform.
They did lose a ton of money because they tried to support the Renegades podcast with Obama. And what was the dude? He was a guitarist from back in the day, or a singer. They done that. I never listened to it. Because they spent a ton of money on that. They spent a ton of money on Collar Daddy, but that doesn't get that much. That was like the difference during the election was, remember, Trump went on Rogan, and in like 2 days it had like 75 million views.
Tons of views.
Kamala went on Collar Daddy, and it had already been out for a month, and it only had 744K views by the time Trump's was like an hour, and it was already over. It was a million views an hour, I think, at that point.
I seen something about the whole Kamala and Joe Rogan thing saying that Joe was in contact with her team.
Dude, yes.
But her team was not relaying the information to her because they didn't want her to be on that podcast. They were controlling what was going on. She wanted to go and do a full-length podcast.
And they wanted to build a studio in, like, Washington. Yeah. And he was
but
like,
her
hey,
team
just come do
wasn't
here.
Telling her he's available, he's all that. They were telling her he's unavailable. He wants to do, you know, just a short length something, make some sound bites out of it. He's doing this. At the same time, they were telling him she's not going to do 3 hours. We're only going to do 30 minutes. And there was just a miscommunication.
Yeah.
Had he gotten in direct contact with her, she would have been on the podcast too because she wanted to for the full length, 3 hours, just like Donald Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
But her team wouldn't let her.
You know who we need to have on here? AOC, and I'll take her out on a date after. Well, let's do her communist titty talk for an hour.
Not in the holler.
Shout out AOC, dude. Yeah, hit me up.
Oh, that's a mess.
She's hot, though, dude. I'll listen to her communist titty talk. I'll disagree with everything she says, but I'll say, God, you're so hot.
They're all actors. They're all paid actors.
You got Joe.
I'm slowly starting to think that maybe Donald Trump's not the best one.
Dude, I've been telling you this for weeks dude. And I'm like, dude, he does sketchy shit sometimes. Like this whole Epstein shit, I'm like, what is going on?
Epstein stuff, and it's like, what is going on? Why? You're not being
But then he does other badass shit, like tell Ukraine to go fuck themselves, and I'm like, that's exactly what we needed.
Well, I mean, just like his first term, I agreed with what he was doing. I didn't agree with the fact that he wouldn't shut his face because he just blabbered and talked and
tweeted. Dude, if he just released the Jeffrey Epstein, I didn't give a fuck what Trump says. He's a beast. But I love whenever he talks shit to everybody. I don't care. It's awesome.
Well, he just told the governor of what, Maryland?
Yeah, he said, oh,
enjoy your life. I'll see you in court. It's like, I will. That should be fun.
Enjoy your life after politics, because I guarantee this is the last time you're ever going to be elected. And everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. So it's like, I see that stuff, and I'm like, see, that's the reason he's there.
Yes, that shit's awesome. And then it's like,
you get into that smaller stuff. It's like, why aren't you being transparent on this stuff?
The only thing I'm sketched out about right now is the Epstein shit. And I'm also concerned about, like, you know, everybody is fired up about us trying to buy Greenland, Panama, Canada, and all that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, isn't this what the one world government would want? Like, the deep state would be just to have one person own everything.
Half the world would all of a sudden be in the control of somebody with really deep pockets.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes. There's literally nothing we can do to stop it. And I wonder, we're see just this other thing.
Here in the holler.
The other thing was like, do you think Elon is doing all this Doge stuff just so he can get as much money as he can to get those government contracts to build all of those rocket ships to go to Mars? You think it's actually for the American taxpayer, or do you think it's just because he wants to go to Mars so bad that he's trying to save money so he can get these gigantic government contracts?
Who's to say it's not both?
Yeah, probably both, because I wonder if we're ever actually going to get that check.
That $5,000?
Yeah. Plus, my dad said $8,000-something. I'd really need it, because I just looked at my W-2, and it says I've paid $0 into the state of Georgia for over the past year or so.
Oof, there goes $2,400.
If not more. Right off. Hopefully federal gives me a bunch back. Because last year, it paid off like half of it, federal did.
Yeah.
But I just need to start doing it to where I like claim 99 dependents, so I get my full paycheck, and then I just won't do my taxes at the end of the year.
No.
And if they try to come fucking arrest me or find me, I'll say, go dig up George Washington right now, dude. He'll agree with me.
I tell you what's killing me right now is doggone insurance. My car insurance went up to $300. I got in touch with
my agent. How many cars is that for?
Just one.
Why?
Just my truck.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't get a wreck or ticket or nothing, did you?
No.
What the fuck is their problem?
I got in touch with my agent, and they said,
who do you have?
Due to inflation. And I went,
yeah.
Because I was paying $172. Now I'm paying $292.
That's fucked up, dude.
And I went, due to inflation, my ass. I got Allstate. But I'll tell you what the kicker is. When I bought the house, I had to put insurance on the house. I could do that through Allstate if I bundled in my truck. Now, no other insurance company is going to cover a 2007 home. And we'll do it. It's too old.
Yeah.
So I can't swap providers because nobody wants to take a 2007 home.
Oh, you already talked to a bunch of different ones?
I got grandfathered into an Allstate program because of my truck. So I can't put a different insurance on my truck because that plan covers the house too.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of stuck. Nobody wants to cover a 2007 home anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm just, so I'm stuck.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
And speaking of that shit I was telling you earlier about FedEx.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My dad's thinking about selling the company. And so I immediately went into my brutal business practices. Shout out Donald Trump of, I'm going to go over here and work and get paid more money by this different company doing pretty much the same thing. I'm going to do that this Thursday. But then they came back yesterday. My dad did. And he was like, so, you know, we're getting like all of apps in Tennessee plus the rest of 37363. He said, my route's going to go from being this big to being about this big. So I'll be able to get off work earlier and shit. I won't have none of that McKee shit down there. He's giving it all to the anything past. Do you know how you get to McKee where you go down Abson Pike and there's, yeah, it's like all the way back. I won't even have to go past where that new pharmacy's built, where Raphael's is.
Yeah.
That'll be where I stop. And I'll have Udall Ringgold Road all the way over to Abson or to the I-75 instead of having to go all the way down University, down all those fucking streets over there. It'll be all on the Abson, dude. So I was like, I might not want to leave because my route will be this big instead of fucking this big. And I'll be able to get off work every day at like 3 o'clock instead of, well, It just depends on what they do with that TrueMed pickup, because I got to wait till 3:30 anyway. But still, that'd be way easier for me than having to do all that McKee and all the houses down through there and all that shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
free up a lot of your time for sure.
Yeah, we'll see how that shit goes.
Now, does he know that you wanted to take over half the business?
Yeah, he does. But he's getting paid a ridiculous amount of money from this dude from Arizona that's trying to buy it. So I can't really blame him. You know what I'm saying? Because dude's offering.
I'll be like, where's my bonus?
Yeah, I've already asked that. I said, I'm going to have to get a raise or I'm going to leave anyway. So, and the dude's offering him and Robbie $600,000. So I can't really say, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that pays off the house, both cars, everything.
Shit, like, he's got everything paid off.
Already?
So, yeah. Because he's old as hell. So he's had that shit paid. Well, speaking of inflation, he bought the house we live in for back in 1999. You know, the house we live in, whatever they're in, Florida, $109,000 is all it was, dude. He said he was making basically the same as he makes now at FedEx. So he ended up paying it off in like 7 fucking years. And you know my grandpa's house, that yellow one where we go to the pool?
Yeah.
Don't fall out of your chair. $19,000.
God!
That gigantic ass house. Yeah. Back probably, what, 60, well, 70
pool
years
pool house
ago.
And everything.
Yeah. He came with a pool house, that gigantic house, all that shit. Brick everywhere. $19,000, dude. God.
I got this for $110. Well, no, $112.5 is what I bought. Yeah, 112.
That ain't bad though nowadays.
Oh, yeah,
that's a very, very, very good.
Yeah, my parents really.
Everywhere you go now, they're
so much.
Everywhere you go now, they're like 350 plus, no matter what it is.
Average.
Yeah, it's like, ridiculous. Yeah, and I'm sitting here going, I'm never going to be able to buy a house, dude. This is unbelievable.
You just got to find that one.
That
unless this thing blows up, and I'll be good.
That brings up a couple points that I've got.
Ford F-150s now, the 2025s, $140,000 for a truck, dude.
Yep. 4 times my salary.
That's basically about a house. What the fuck, dude?
That brings up another couple points that I've got. And down off of Boynton, you know where Boynton Drive's at? They're building an apartment complex there.
Another one?
They're fixing to build another one down off of 2A again. Because there's already that one, if you come out from the interstate, if you top the hill right there, there's those. They're fixing to build another one down at the other end of 2A. If you're getting on to 41, they're fixing to start right there again, building more. And those are going to be in the low 200s. At apartment complexes, low 200s.
Low 200, what, like $200 a month?
So you're going to be like buying a condo or what?
Or $200,000.
$200,000.
Oh my God.
For buying a condo.
Yeah, just to buy a condo.
And then these new neighborhoods that are all going up, they're like 350 plus.
Yeah, I see all this.
You know, I just talked to Lauren about this the other day. I was like, you know, this is a beautiful place out this way. This is very rural, but we're close enough to town that, you know, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out here. I love it. And all these people that are moving into this area are like, this is beautiful. Finally, we get to live somewhere beautiful. Well, the more and more people that move in here, the more the beauty disappears.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they all move away and leave a wasteland.
You're going to end up beautiful anymore. You're going to end up being on the way to your house one day, and you're going to see where they're clearing out a gigantic piece of land.
They're already doing it. There was 50-something acres just right up the road right here.
Cleared out, getting ready to put a gigantic subdivision in.
It was one man that owned it. A realtor come in and bought it, separated it up into like
plots,
75 half-acre plots or whatever, 100 half-acre plots.
Yeah.
And it's building a house every 10 feet on them. And it's like,
yeah, right next to
each
other.
What are you doing? And they're talking about putting a bunch of apartment and townhomes back here in the woods. Massive loblolly pine farm back here that, you know, used to be operational. Yeah. Ladies sold it. Now they're getting ready. They're getting the plans and stuff ready. They had the roads marked off and all this crap to start building apartments and townhomes. Right here through the woods.
That's crazy.
Dennis King owns that.
Right there. Like DK, it's literally just over the top of it. You go out the driveway and go up the top of the hill and turn right. Takes you to a dead end down there. And it's like, it's less than a half a mile right there.
All the ones in Udenwald they're doing is K&M Homes. That's who does all
I've
the stuff over there.
I've seen a ton of those signs.
Yeah. They're building all that shit out in Udenwald. And like on everybody's driveway, they have a little plaque on their shit saying K&M Homes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and then at the beginning of the subdivision, it's like brand new. It'll say anywhere from the lower 350s to the upper 700s. It's like, God dang, dude.
Well, it's all these people that are getting kicked out of California.
Yeah, that dude that's trying to buy our company is moving from Arizona to Ringgold, Georgia.
Yeah.
He already bought a house in Ringgold, by the way.
People out west are moving east because everybody's getting forced out of California because now the government's buying all the land out there.
That, and then they're all their shit just gets burned down in the Palisades.
Yeah, that's what they're
doing. Have you seen that email?
It burnt down, now the government's buying that land saying you got to have a permit to go to your home.
There's some lady in the government that got an email. Or to email somebody else right before that fire happened that was like, hey, I'm not going to be there because there's something good. Like, it's something like where if you read in between the lines, she's basically saying that this was all planned and they were going to burn this shit down. There's
something going on, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. Mm. And then, like, what about all those people in North Carolina? The government's taking all their land and stuff, too, right? After the hurricane in Tennessee. You know why?
Because there was a massive lithium deposit up through there.
That. And then what about Hawaii? All those houses with the blue roofs never burned down.
I think that was the test.
Yeah, to see if it worked.
I think that was the test to see whatever they have either developed or figured out they could harness or do whatever. I think that was the test, Hawaii. Because that one was just a little weird. Like, yeah. And you didn't hear anything else about it. I think that was the test. And then we got North Carolina. And then we got Palisades. You know, these are two massive events that have happened. How many times in our lifetime?
North Carolina. How did that... So the hurricane missed us.
Missed us completely and just went directly up a path that followed...
It got stronger after it passed us. Yep. It like gained fucking momentum after it passed us.
And got stronger and then destroyed everything up there.
In Asheville. And like a lot of it in Tennessee. Because I remember whenever... It was during football season because I remember the Vols were wearing all those Mountain Strong little stickers on their head.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy, dude. I swear they know how to control the weather. I can't prove it, but
they do.
It looks like they do.
I don't have enough information to prove it, but it's certainly looking like something. It's too coincidental.
Do you remember being outside whenever Canada caught on fire, all those woods, and like 2 weeks later...
You could smell smoke.
2 weeks later, it was nighttime outside.
Yep.
Here.
Yeah, and you could
smell. I was in my truck, and I was having to put the... backlights on because it was so dark outside whenever it was all coming over. And they were like, you don't need to be outside. The smoke inhalation or some shit. The quality of air was bad.
I'm an essential worker. I gotta be here.
God, I hated battling with those people. You need to put your mask on. Well, I'll leave your fucking box outside then, bitch. You come get it out here.
What a time.
And we were... Garrett, were you still in high school whenever COVID was going on?
No.
Okay. My sister was her senior year, I think. And they never went to school. Dr. Phil talks about that shit. Like, there's some kids, because of the mask and being out of school, that, like, they're having problems talking to each other. Because those ages, whenever you're that young, are, like, crucial.
Speech development, facial recognition, body language, that kind of stuff gets interrupted big time because you're covering... What do we speak
this? With? And then Dr. Phil brought that up. It was like, for you to be able to, most of being able to communicate with somebody is literally reading their lips. A lot of it is.
Yeah. While looking them in the eye.
Yeah. And then Dr. Phil was like, dude, almost all these kids in the United States got cooked during COVID. Why
most of the younger kids these days would rather just be at home, not say anything, don't talk to anybody.
iPad kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fucking crazy. They probably stunted the education of all those kids from, what would you say, from first to at least sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
Now they're just going to it's going to be like that movie Idiocracy. For real, dude. It seems like it is.
Yeah.
And more crazy and crazy, crazy ass shit just keeps happening every fucking day.
We got lucky when we had ours. It was right at the start of COVID. March 2019, she was born. December of 2019, COVID started popping up.
Yeah.
So it's like she wasn't in school. She wasn't doing that. She was at home. So, I mean, she got to spend the majority of her childhood here.
And just had no clue what was actually going on.
Yeah, at our babysitter at the time. She was around other kids. She got a fairly normal development. as far as being little.
Yeah.
She was around other kids daily. She was, you know, everything was fine. There was no masks or nothing like that. And then she starts school. COVID's gone, allegedly.
And it was so weird seeing, like, all these other places around the country treat it like how they did, like New York, like all these liberal places. I remember in the middle of COVID, it was like summer 2019, we went to Panama City Beach, Florida, wide open, dude.
It was probably the summer of 2020.
Yeah, it was so, because I have a t-shirt that says, like, I survived coronavirus. I bought it in Florida. It says, there's a little corona on it from Panama. It says, I survived coronavirus, Panama City Beach. And it was just wide open
that
in Florida.
That was probably 2020, because in January, in between January and March of 2020 is when it was, like, at its peak in
the US. And DeSantis down there just beasting. He just went, dude, this we ain't doing that.
And then Texas was right behind him. Yeah. And it wasn't long. Georgia was like, okay, this
Tennessee never really gave a shit either.
Yeah.
We're lucky that we were where we were. I think it's because the South is just so old school and just doesn't believe what the government fucking says anyway. And most of the people down here will literally just tell you.
It blows me away that something like that has stuck around since, what, the creation of the fucking country? Yeah, we're still down here just, I don't believe it, son. I know what's wrong with it. It ain't got no gas in it.
Yeah, sitting down here just going, the government's lies, dude, once again. We're keeping it open.
I whacked a moonshot to head with Kaiser Blade.
Biden gets pissed, and he squats down, and he just blasts shit out of his ass.
They're turning the frogs gay.
You got
that's true, man. That's true. Atrazine.
They did.
And fucking our health secretary, our now health secretary, RFK, that he brought that shit up on Rogan whenever he went on like 2 years ago. The atrazine in the water. And then, oh, and now we're now we're racist for lifting weights too and all that shit. Dude,
really?
Dude, that's what these. Remember, we brought it up the last time we talked.
I was already slightly racist before I started lifting weights.
And now we're sitting here. They're just trying to emasculate. Dude, that's one of the battles I'm going through. It's just they just want to emasculate all the dudes in the country. They don't want you lifting.
You shouldn't
weights.
Be competitive. You shouldn't be in shape.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
all the,
be masculine. You shouldn't
participation trophies. All that shit.
Fuck them.
The left, dude, the left hates looking at your nice-ass truck out there. They're like, you shouldn't have something like that. We should own that.
Yeah.
They want you to have a little small Prius. They need you driving in it. They don't need you
lifting
weights.
On a box in the side of the road, eating bugs. Yeah. You know, just like them.
And they want to own this house, and they want you to rent from them. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the GTA dude, Rockstar's dude, that was like... I think games, we should start leasing them. You should start paying by the day if you want to play them, is what he said.
I remember that. Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
And like all these microtransactions, they're slowly getting it to where they're going to try to charge, like how Spotify, you're going to pay by month.
Every time you log in to play the game, you got to pay some money.
Yeah, like $5.99 or something. I ain't doing it. I won't play the game.
I will unplug
of
all of my consoles and just put them away.
Yeah, I won't play no more if they do that shit. I'd rather play. I don't mind, even though now they keep going up on the price. Wasn't Black Ops 6 $69.99?
It was $70.
Yeah,
$70.
And I bought the
110 if you wanted the vault edition.
That's what I did. I got that one, but
I
didn't mind.
$100 was like, bro, you would get sent a Juggernog fridge in the mail.
Yes,
because you paid $100 for a video game. Yes. They would send you the mini fridge.
The Wii.
Black Ops 2 days.
The camo packs are $1.99 a piece back in Black Ops 2.
Did you see this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles things they did in Black Ops 6?
I did, but I did not look.
$20 per skin. There's four of them.
Oh my god, dude.
$20 per skin.
Does it come with any camos or anything?
No. It's just the skins where you get to play as the turtles.
Just to get double XP or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't look into it. I just seen that
it was like coming Grimace.
Her skin.
That's another thing. I've already got it pulled up. There's a new game that came out on Steam called Repo.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fun as shit.
What? Repo. It's a horror game?
Yes.
Right now, Repo is strictly a PC affair.
Won't be getting it, dude.
Yeah, I have no idea
what it is. They just need to keep the same. Dude, they killed it whenever they made Minecraft. That's all I tell you. It's one of the best games of all time.
It's phenomenal. You play it once every 2 years.
And you just play it for like 2 weeks straight.
3 months straight. Just nonstop.
Just square blocks. Worst graphics you've ever seen.
Best game ever.
Yes. we good on this? We're at 140.
140?
Yeah.
We're good.
All right.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. Nick.